Oh, that's, you know, that's a compliment. He's gotten, he's always been good. So, all right, there's our thumb.
So, ladies and gentlemen, after all these years, he's still number one in our hearts.
And voted recently best local acoustic artist in Broward Palm Beach News Times. That's quite an accomplishment. We know that. He also has a new CD out called From Wind River Records, and you can pre-order this CD or purchase any of his many fine recordings from Up You Change Where You Were. Yeah. See, Honest Rob. That's Honest Rob right there raising his hand. So, in the meantime, if you're ready, and if he's ready,
maybe
put your hands together.
This.
Mr. Rod McDonald.
Thank you. Well, I was at a loss what to play, and then somebody asked me to play this while I was walking over, so I figured, you know, that's a good sign. So let's just start right off with this. In the long history of Florida, let's go back 12,000 years, when the land was roamed by mastodons, mammoths and short-faced bears. The sea was 100 feet lower then, the coast 70 miles further out. Survival depended on finding fresh water for the first few people coming south. And the Osceola River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding, hiding from human hands. The horses and the camels and the bisons moved on. The saber-toothed cats all died, along with the glinted dots and the giant toad sloth, when the first few people arrived. For the only fresh water was in limestone holes and ravines down in the ground. And the human beings with their sharp-tipped spears were always hanging around. And the Osceola River flowed under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You could almost believe it was hiding, hiding from human hands. The land grew warmer, the water rose, the ice age came to an end. Rivers covered over the limestone holes, warm was the winter rain. Everything that survived adapted. The river of grass was born. Mosquitoes and gators found it to be an excellent hunting ground. 12,000 years later, and what have we learned? The saber-toothed cat's all gone. Blue herons, chameleons, and plastic flamingos are drinking at the country club pond. Development harvests the river of grass to build more suburban homes. Whole species of life are dying of thirst as we water our beautiful lawns. And the Osceola River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You can almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human hands. Osceola River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand. You can almost believe it's hiding, hiding from human hands.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I live in Delray Beach, which that used to get a laugh, you know, right after the 2000 election. How times change. In fact, I was going to bring some leftover butterfly ballots with me today, but it's just old news now. Yeah, I was going to play that right now, actually. I just got to get this pesky guitar in tune. I was playing down at West Palm last night till about 1 o'clock. And at the very end of the night, some guy walked up and asked if I could do Crying by Roy Orbison. And I was just thinking how, as I was warming up, how my range has probably dropped about 12 notes since 1 o'clock this morning. But anyway. So down at Delray, we had a... We made the news a second time the hard way. My neighbors in Delray ate out on Federal Highway. There's a waitress at Denny's who remembers. They had loud conversations, hit on all the waitresses. They weren't very good tippers. And my neighbors in Delray drove to Miami one day and worked out on a flight simulator. Then my neighbors in Delray stole a plane bound for LA and flew it into the World Trade Center. My neighbors in Delray worked out at the gym every day, rented a condo, studied to be pilots. They had rental cars and cell phones, used the library computers in town, struck out with the girls in local night spots. But my neighbors in Delray hated the American way and lived only to die for some heaven where virgins train to serve and Allah is observed, gratefully awaiting to reward them. Love thy neighbor, the Bible says. God is great, the prophets pray. Wouldn't I love to know what God will say to my neighbors in Delray? My neighbors in Delray came from countries far away and lived here freely among us. They studied all the ways of the good old USA, thinking up ways to destroy us. And my neighbors in Delray got down on their knees to pray for the strength to leave life behind them. So my neighbors in Delray wouldn't be around to pay the price for all the victims. Love thy neighbor, the Bible says. God is great, the prophets pray. Wouldn't you love to know what God will say to my neighbors in Delray? My neighbors in Delray, well, I really couldn't say I would even recognize them. Walking through the mall or anywhere at all, I know my other neighbors all despise them. Somewhere far away, they don't care what the neighbors say, and they would only criticize me. But if my neighbors in Delray are in paradise today, it would very much surprise me. Love thy neighbor, the Bible says. God is great, the prophets pray. Don't you really know what God will say to my neighbors in Delray? Let's have a little fun and just kind of pick one here. Maybe I can get you to sing a bit with me. Come on, fingers. My wife is ticked off at me this weekend. I just was on tour in Europe for 3 weeks. Got back Sunday. Immediately turned around, played all week, and came up here. And I didn't ask her to come. Well, I did, but she kind of said, well, no, you know. She said, I don't know what to do with myself when you're hanging out at all those campfires at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I brought Honest Rob with me. Honest Rob's motto is, we stick it to the other guy and pass the savings on to you. Days. Can I get you to sing this with me a little bit? 7 days. I didn't hear that at all. 7 days. Come on, I'm up here making a fool of myself. The least you can do is help. 7 days. That's it. 7 days. Gonna see my baby. 7 days. Gonna see my girl. 7 days. Gonna ride that airplane. 7 days all around the world. Going up now. 7 days I will be working. 7 days I will be here. 7 days I will imagine. 7 days you waiting there. 7 days it takes a letter. 7 days the telephone. 7 days is so much better. 7 days than being alone. 7 days seems like forever. 7 days when we're apart like this. 7 days, 168 hours. 7 days until we kiss. Can happen. 7 days Lord made the world. 7 days I'll make a living. 7 days till I see my girl. 7 days seems like forever. 7 days till I'm with my wife. 7 days till I start living. 7 days, the quiet life. Well, I was just over in Europe, as I said, and did about 13 concerts in Switzerland and Germany and Austria. And, whoa. What's going on, Rod? Can't you read the red dots anymore? While I was there, several people brought it to my attention that there was a war on. I did my best to avoid it, actually. It's something that I've been very good at most of my adult life. Going back to when I was a CO in the early 70s. That's nice. I don't know myself if it's anything to clap about, but I meant it sincerely, and I still do. I have no regrets about it at all. I also have a lot of respect for guys who go. In fact, I think they usually get shafted after they come back. So it'll be interesting to see if we treat these guys who went to Iraq better this time around than we treat usually the people who go and actually fight these wars. It's a weird contradiction to be opposed to the war, but in favor of doing better by the guys who actually fight it when the peace comes around. But anyway, so people in Germany started asking me, they get kind of belligerent sometimes in a nice, polite way. The guys with the wire-rimmed glasses and the black shirts, they ask you what you think about it. And I just decided that since I'd been singing this song for 20 years, I might as well just keep on singing it. So this is a tune from an old CD of mine called White Buffalo. And as some of you know, I had a bit of a life before I came to Florida, and this is from that era of time. General said, you're young, I guess you don't understand. We gotta have these things in case it gets out of hand. I say, what if they are like you always got to be on top? Isn't there somewhere to end it? Isn't there some place to stop? What if everyone thought like you? The general said to me, oh, what a vulnerable country we would be. What if everyone thought like you? The general said to me, I said there would be some peace. There just might be some peace. The broker said, you're young, I guess you don't comprehend. These people are walking around, gotta have some money to spend. And how can there be any money if we don't sell the things we can build? I say, why don't you build something else to use without having to kill? What if everyone thought like you? The broker said to me, oh, what a poor nation this would be. What if everyone thought like you? The broker said to me, I said there would be some peace. There just might be some peace. Stop the war, you won't need to fight with someone else. Stop the war, stop the war, stop the war within yourself. And you won't need to fight with someone else. Now you won't need to fight. You won't need to fight with someone else. I know you won't need to fight with someone else. I you won't need to fight with someone else. The newsman said you're young, I guess you don't see the light. It ain't what goes on during the day, it's what goes out to the people at night. The people, they like a good show, how can you deny them their due? I say, what does that say about us, and what does that say about you? What if everyone thought like you, the newsman said to me. Oh, what a boring world this would be. What if everyone thought like you, the newsman said to me. I said there would be some peace. There just might be some peace. Oh, you know there would be some peace. There just might be some peace. Stop the war, stop the war within yourself. And you won't need to fight with someone else. Stop the war, stop the war, stop the war within yourself. And you won't need to fight with someone else. Now you won't need to fight. Ah, now you won't need to fight with someone else. Yeah, you won't need to fight with someone else. No, you won't need to fight with someone else. Ah, no, you won't need to fight with someone else. Yeah, you won't need to fight with someone else. Stop the war, stop the war, stop the war within yourself. You won't need to fight with someone else.
Thank you very much. I have time to do one more. I'll also be over at the River Gazebo stage at 2. And I'm going to be subbing for Maureen Offsinger at 6 o'clock at a songwriter workshop with Grant Livingston and a couple other people that she mentioned to me that I slipped my mind. Should be fun. I have two projects that are kind of new. One is called Recognition, and it's going to be out next week. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it together in time for the festival this weekend. It's actually coming out on a distributed record label called Wind River Records out of the Midwest. So I didn't have any control over when it came out. But it'll be out in about a week. And if you'd like to get a copy right away, Honest Rob has some order forms you can either take with you or fill out and leave with us. And and it has My Neighbors in Del Rey and a bunch of other songs. Also, I have... this past year, re-released my very first LP from 1983, which was a real pleasure to me. It came about because the gentleman who played bass on the CD, on the recording of this next song, was one of the victims in the World Trade Tower bombings of September 11th. And also it features Dave Van Ronk on harmony vocals. And it just seemed to me that before all of my friends started dropping, it would be nice to put... some of the older music out. So we had it remastered. It sounds pretty good. And I'm going to do a tune from it. Back in New York City, I used to play about 100 nights a year at a club on McDougal Street right in downtown Greenwich Village. And we would do two shows a night, 365 nights a year, Christmas, Easter. We didn't care. Thanksgiving, it was going on. And lots of times, as one of the club headliners, I would go on at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday night for my last show. And sometimes the band that I would play with or people that would be there would get pretty wired up, and we'd all end up closing the place down and going out to the park with our guitars and staying there and playing music until the sun came up, or until some guy walked up and said, "That bench you're sitting on, get off. That's my bed." So in kind of memory of those days and all that, this is a song called On the Road in New York Town. New York town, and it's a 4:15. Midnight show's over, over here's a door. You sung out a tune you know in a couple more. If there's somewhere left you ain't been before, you're on the road in New York town. You got an apartment, you can call it home, but there's no one there, you don't wanna be alone. You're walking around looking for romance. You're like a telephone that no one answers. On the road in New York town, you've been on the highway and they're all your friends. They give you rides, meals, highs, money, wave around the bend. Now you're looking around, standing in a mob, lining up on Friday for a Wednesday job. You're on the road in New York. Latin lovers, I wish I was you. Huddled in the subway, making one out of two. Bright lights, splatter, screech, brakes drowning out. Old truck singing, can you help a fella out? I'm on the road in New York town. Strip bicycles, bombs, hunger everywhere. You got a bank account, but it's nothing but air. And the way the vampires are all around the banks on that machine looking for someone to fang. They're on the road in New York town. Catherine Deneuve, you put your hand on the window and a cop says move. Back there sleeping in a store doorway. This time the cop's got nothing to say. She's on the road in New York town. Asshole tourist struck out with the chicks. Breaks his big beer bottle on the bricks. Drives his big car home after blowing all his cash. The trouble in New York is there's too much trash. He's on the road in New York town. Someone to hold, but you had somebody and you turned her cold. There was one in Georgia, but this is New York again. Nobody can hold you in the state you're in. You're on the road in New York town. Now you got a warm bed, but that's inside. And there's bars on the window and the moon is high. Gonna go to the square, you could sleep outside. Some guys are already there, but they won't mind. On the road in New York town. Ah, but you can't sleep. What are you gonna do? You can go to the river, you can stare at the view. You've been going to the river now for 17 nights. It's the only thing that'll make you feel alright. You're on the road in New York town.
York town, and it's a quarter past four. Midnight show's over, over here's a door. You sung out a tune, you know, and a couple more. If there's somewhere left, you ain't been that far. You're on the road in New York town. In New York town.
Thank you.